covetousness, the desire to have another man's wife or house or anything else he possesses, is also a sin. God says, "I hate pride and arrogance." The Bible says that there are seven things that are an abomination to the Lord. A proud look is at the top of the list. The Lord detests all the proud of heart. The Bible says, "Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall." God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Witchcraft, divination, sorcery, casting of spells, spiritism, consulting the dead, astrology, and all such practices are also detestable in God's sight. Drunkenness and debauchery are also sins, as are discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, envy, orgies, obscenity, foolish talk, coarse joking, malice, slander, gossip, filthy language, cursing and swearing. Not forgiving those who sin against us is also a sin. Even favoritism is a sin. Failure to pray for one's country and for other people is also a sin. The prophet Samuel said, "Far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord by failing to pray for you." God is perfect, and heaven is perfect. Nothing impure will ever enter it. The Bible says no immoral, impure, or greedy person has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Therefore, it is impossible for anyone to enter heaven by his own good deeds. Even if a person could live a perfectly righteous life from now on, which no one can do, he could not make up for all the evil thoughts and deeds of the past. St. James says, "Whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point, he is guilty of all." By now it should be quite obvious that there is not a righteous man on earth who does what is right and never sins. The Bible says if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. And the consequence of sin is eternal damnation. Paul says, "The wages of sin is death. Cursed is everyone who continues not in all things that are written in the book of the law to do them." The cowardly, that is, those who deny Christ for fear of what others may say about them or do to them, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur.